This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining Solutions, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Monday, August 3, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. TSX Venture Exchange and AIM-listed Manno River has announced an initial independent mineral resource estimate of 1.08 billion tonnes of iron ore at its 38.5% owned project in Liberia. Russian steelmaker Severstal's mining subsidiary owns the majority stake of 61.5% in the Putu Range project, in which it had invested $30 million. Manno President and CEO Louis De Silva says that the Putu resource has potential to grow as its exploration program advances. A formal public consultation period has begun on Coro Mining's San George project in the Argentine province of Mendoza. It will continue until October the 13th. The environmental impact study for the project is currently also being evaluated by the National Technical University on behalf of the government. This technical review is expected to be finalized soon. This will be followed by a ministerial project review and public meetings before it can be approved by the Mendoza government. Also making headlines, Coal of Africa Limited extends its empowerment deal to September. Former Anglo Platinum executive John Dreyer is appointed as the chairperson of Coal Junior Firestone Energy. Metals consultancy GFMS reports that gold scrap sales dropped about 40% in the second quarter. And Diamond Corp expects a new mine plan for its Lace Underground mine by end August. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.